Well, the first ever YouTube Awards were held last night. Jason Schwartzman and Reggie Watts hosted. It streamed around the world. Eminem won Artist of the Year. But how did it go? Hillary Hughes covered the awards for USA Today. Hillary, what did you think?
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I think that it was a success in the sense that it was very clear that the YouTube Music Awards had no idea what they were doing, that they kind of were throwing a bunch of ideas out there live and in real time to see what would stick.
Well, when you say what would stick, part of that would be who is watching. And they had this number reader to tell you how many people were watching at 1.204,000. The New York Times writes that Eminem closed the show with a blistering performance of his Rap God. But the number was at about 177,000 watching at that point. He could have gotten more on his Twitter account.
Right. And it's so unfortunate because Eminem has such a vocal, excited fan base. And you would think that someone who has millions and millions of hits on his YouTube channel, that he would be able to muster more than 150,000 viewers for his live YouTube Music Awards performance.
Well, then there are some of the awards themselves. The K-pop Korean pop group Girls' Generation beats Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, everyone else for Best Video. Hugely popular around the world. But the video is essentially, they're just hopping around and singing and hugging teddy bears. And it really doesn't seem to rise to the creative level that other videos do. And the audience didn't seem to react.
Right. But I think that's part of the glory of YouTube and being able to start your music career on YouTube.
Well, Hillary Hughes, what do you think? This was just the first time. I mean, it doesn't take away from the power of YouTube to break songs. I mean, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis won for YouTube Breakthrough. The fact that they can't put on a show maybe as well as they might in the future doesn't take away from how many people are turning to YouTube for their music.
I mean, at the same time, I think it's a shame that they had such an incredible opportunity to really do something wonderful and revolutionary here. And they did, you know, under the artistic direction of Spike Jonze. Jason Schwartzman and Reggie Watts were so funny, and they were really great at kind of rolling with the punches and just kind of taking control of the night in their own way. I do think it's unfortunate. Maybe more people would have tuned in if, you know, they looked like they knew what they were doing.
Hillary Hughes on last night's YouTube Music Awards. She covered them for USA Today. Hillary, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. Oh!
Okay, so a few minutes ago we mentioned Arizona and its time zones. Just to be clear, Jeremy, you were right. Always happens, though, that you are right. They have one time zone there, Mountain Standard Time, and sometimes it syncs with, like, California Pacific Standard Time, and sometimes it doesn't.
They neither spring forward nor fall back in the state of Arizona, steady as she goes.
Right, so they weren't listening to the wrong radio shows because they forgot to do that on Sunday. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.